Okay, that'll give it.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report, talking about airport security and airline security with Mitch Garbus. On his way back from Steamboat Springs, Colorado, he happened to fly into Washington with a very interesting story about security aboard the airplane.
Something I have to tell you, Willem. Pilot announced 35 minutes out of Washington that this was our last opportunity to go to the washroom, and I didn't understand why. But 5 minutes later, they said it is now FAA regulations that if you are within a 30-minute radius of Washington, D.C., no passenger is allowed to stand up in the airplane. If they do, the airplane will immediately be diverted to another airport where the said passenger will be arrested on the spot. Now, this is, of course, a security measure, which was very interesting and new to me.
This is something that we talked about with Rodney Stitch at some point, Stephen, the diversion of airplanes from security areas. And you said while you were driving through Washington, D.C., that the security around the Pentagon was rather heavy.
Well, heavy would be a few armed guards here and there. They had Humvees with light machine guns mounted on the back, pointed at anyone who might even think about going there without authorization. The security is tight. This is something that's new because Washington had never been attacked in this way before.
And, of course, the USA is at war right now with terrorism, so.
That's right. And I was in 5 or 6 airport terminals while I was on my way back, and every one of them had an armed soldier with a locked and loaded M16 assault rifle.
That's an incredible story for airports. So they've really beefed it up. Any traveler who is worried about airport security should bear that in mind. They've really tightened it up. Take an airplane now. It's a good time to do it. I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.